It's Tuesday.
And now, it's time again for your
favorite show.
It better be good.
Why? Why does it have to be?
Why would they keep tuning in?
Wouldn't tune in.
That wouldn't be a good thing for you.
And why is that?
Why? Why is that?
Because if you don't, you'll miss it.
Miss what?
Greatest show ever.
It's the greatest show of all time.
On a Tuesday?
I guess we'll find out soon enough.
Boom! It's showtime!
Live and local with Monica J. On 92.3 FM and 99.1 FM Talk.
It's the Monica J. Show on 92.3 and 99.1 FM Talk. It is a terrific Tuesday because remember, it's power of the mind. I know you got all this garbage coming at you from every angle, from masks to schools masking up to work requiring and mandating injections of poison into your body, and everybody's just trying to play by the rules. And you know what? Yeah. That's all just to control you. Yeah. Let's get into this and figure out why all of this, see if you can connect this, why all of this is coming out right now. As I had mentioned yesterday, there are a lot of things coming out in August. We're having an emergency alert national test, August 11th. That happens to coincide so conveniently with August 10th, 11th, and 12th, a cyber symposium to show you exactly how an election was stolen. Lockdowns are going to be coming back. I'm not going to guarantee it, but I'm pretty sure it's going to be around the same time. Let's see. What else? Oh, found this rather interesting. Ghislaine Maxwell. Her sealed testimony is supposed to be opened up and released, which they have been trying to do and she's been fighting. That's supposed to happen next week as well. Boy, it's going to be a big time next week, I think. All this interesting stuff. So this was a statement by President Donald J. Trump, 45th President of the United States of America. Highly respected Army Intelligence Captain Seth Keschel has just released his report on national fraud numbers with respect to the 2020 presidential election. I read Keschel's announcement actually yesterday on the air. If you missed it, you can go to our podcast. I don't personally know Captain Keschel, but these numbers are overwhelming. Election changing. And according to Keschel, could be even bigger in that they do not account for cyber flipping of the votes. They show I won the election by a lot. Now watch the Democrats coalesce, defame, threaten, investigate, jail people, and do whatever they have to do to keep the truth from surfacing. And let the Biden administration continue to get away with destroying our country. The irregularities and outright fraud of this election are an open wound to the United States of America. Something must be done immediately. It's not just an open wound to this country. It's an open wound to the world. Because you have to remember, Dominion voting machines are used around the world. So it's not just our elections that have been fraudulent. It's elections in other countries as well. So now, this was a statement that the president put out this morning. Also coming out is the fact that, you know, we've known that in Maricopa County, in Arizona, they've been looking for these passwords from Dominion so they could get into the machines. And Dominion has been denying them access. Even went through the courts. Yes, hand them over. no, we're not going to do that. Well, fortunately, we have this thing called whistleblowers. And so a whistleblower released the password. Because it wasn't just Dominion that has the passwords. It was the people who worked in the election. So they gave it out. This is from, this is being put out by Gateway Pundit. I swear it's all after I had that stupid COVID test. I can't think straight. Code Monkey Z bombshell. Love Code Monkey Z. Got to follow him. Dominion whistleblower speaks out, releases admin password proving remote access. You can go to thegatewaypundit.com because then there is a video of them using the password and going in. Welcome to EMS server. Well, wait a minute. Weren't all these counties, weren't all these states saying it's impossible for these machines to be hooked up to the internet? They wouldn't do that? Yeah, they lied. And the lies are all coming forth now. People keep accusing Trump of lying. The only people that I have seen lie are Biden and his entire administration and all the people surrounding this fraudulent election. It makes me wonder what's going to happen next week to keep that information from you. What's going to happen? And, you know, if a false flag happens, what's going to happen to give them the ability to blame it on Republicans, patriots, gun owners, you know, the like? That's why the push for the mask. Got to get masks on everybody's face again. So there can be riots with nobody identified. Please protect yourself. Please be ready for whatever comes. You think I'm crazy? You think I'm, you know, out of it? Some right-wing conspiracy theorist? You know what? All I want is for you to protect yourself and be ready for anything. Go to the grocery store. Stock up. And then if nothing happens, well, guess what? You're still stocked up for anything else that might happen. I just received this as a text, and I honestly don't know what to say. This is the weirdest thing that I've ever heard. Oh, and I wanted to bring you this as well. This is how it all surrounds the election. Remember, I told you last year, this is not about a virus. This is about an election. This is coming out from Aubrey Huff on Twitter. Due to new Delta variant, California will be mailing in ballots for recall election.
What in the wide, wide world of sports is going on here?
You can't make this up. Setting it up for Gavin Newsom to stay in power. If you can't see how obvious the corruption and lies are, then you are truly lost. Aubrey sent that out this morning at 10:45. And it's true. That's why the COVID push for all the mail-in balloting. so they can do their thing, do their stuff, what they're so good at. They know how to cheat. They know how to fudge the numbers. Because from what I've seen from the military captures from election night, yeah, California is not a blue state. Or at least in the Trump presidential election. How bad has that really become in California for them to lose control that it is now a red state? That's why they are so afraid of this recall of Gavin Newsom, because they know they're going to lose it. So, because of a Delta variant that cannot be proven, if you look at the numbers, they're non-existent. A case is not a test. A positive test is not a sickness. But the mentality of these people using it to shut you down, to take away your rights and your freedoms, that's the sickness. You just heard on the national news, somebody tested positive, and so they shut a business down. Really? On a test that is proven to be faulty and just give false positives? This is why it is taking so long to get to the truth. Because you have to see all of this come out into the light. It's the Monica Jay Show.
This is not headline news. Gloria Estefan sold her Miami home for $35 million. It has 6 bedrooms, 5 baths, and a huge garage for storing a sound machine. Come on, shake your body, baby, do that conga. Disney will require all employees to be vaccinated. Most workers accepted, although one was a little grumpy. The Sturgis Motorcycle Rally starts Friday in South Dakota. I can't wait, said the coronavirus. And today is National Grab Some Nuts Day. For a punchline, ask the nearest 8-year-old boy. This is not headline news.
Right now, there is only one radio station talking about what's going on in Northern Nevada. Live and local, right now. 99.1 KKFT. For Smith and Mason Valley, 92.3 FM Talk.
Wow. You say it, and it happens. It's the Monica Jay Show. Just wondering what they were up to now, and it looks as though the Baghdad International Airport has been darkened for some reason. All the lights out. So, we'll see what happens. Let's bring it back here at home to the Monica Jay Show. Want to give you an update. If you want to help Riot and you don't like to donate through GoFundMe, little puppy, the little Rottweiler Riot, you can actually see him at Paws, Positively Pets, in the Southtown Shopping Center. You can go in, you can donate in person. Rebecca and Jennifer are there, and you can just go in and say hi. He's there almost every day. So if you want to check out Riot and see how wonderful he is and why he deserves to have his knees fixed and help out, that's appreciated. All right, let's go back to the talk and text lines. Cindy's on the line, and Cindy, we've got a special Board of Supervisors meeting today. And, you know, a lot of people are asking questions, Cindy, of they've had a year and a half to figure all this garbage out that we're going through, and yet it's still the same old, same old.
I know. Good morning, Monica. You know, we got news over the weekend, obviously, that they had scheduled a special meeting for today at 10 a.m., and the sole agenda item was for the purpose of discussing the implementation and possible enforcement of Directive 47 from Governor, I hate saying his name, from the person occupying the Carson City Governor's Mansion. The language about the agenda item was interesting because it, I'll paraphrase, was about the enforcement, whether or not to enforce the mask mandate against businesses and employees. Now, using the word against is problematic. So, but this morning, at I was on the phone a little bit after 8 o'clock, and as I was discussing the meeting today with a friend, I pulled up the Board of County Commissioners website and discovered that they had just posted a cancellation of that meeting on Thursday. So at 08 this morning, County Clerk Dan Galassini posted by direction of Chair Bob Lucy that the meeting on Thursday has been canceled. No reasons were given, and currently I'm working my lines of communication to find out what that's all about. One mention was that it had been broadcast this morning on KOLO that there was a pending meeting and public comment would be offered. I don't know if they're receiving any feedback. That's all I know. We put out calls to action to all of our Patriot groups, and just as quickly we had to reel them back in. But our plan right now is that we're going to marshal our resources and redirect for the regular scheduled meeting on August 17th at 10 a.m. next week.
Okay, so August 17th. Everybody, please put it on your calendar. And then, Cindy, what group should they get a hold of to get the information that they need to come out and be a part of this?
With Nevada Grassroots Patriots. Bruce Parks at Nevada Patriot is also disseminating information. Melanie Sutton, Nevada Grassroots Patriots, is disseminating information. And I push my information through Nevada Grassroots as well as Republican Women of Reno. Okay. This is in conjunction with the Commission Brigade, of which I am the leader. And so we're just maintaining a flexible posture. We are maintaining a positive battle mindset. And I think what our change in direction is going to be is that there's been a lot of focus about we don't want to wear masks. But what it's quickly barreling towards is mandatory vaccination, mandatory vaccine passports. And I think what we really need to focus on is not so much the physical manifestation of the tyranny that's been imposed upon us, but we really need to hit them hard, our elected representatives, on their absolute and abject failure to fulfill their constitutional duty to protect our rights as the citizenry. You see, and you know this, our rights do not come from government. Our rights are natural, born, and God-given, and our founding documents protect our rights, and the government is enjoined from abridging those, and obviously we're under assault. I'd like to see our focus be more on a positive note, on really pinning them down on their failure to fulfill their constitutional obligation.
And remind them that an election is just around the corner. Cindy, thank you so much for being with me today and bringing us this information. It's very important. And people just don't stay on top of it because, well, the media doesn't focus on it. But we do here. All right. Talk and text 884-9910. Let's check in with Gene this morning. And happy birthday to you.
Oh, my.
Happy birthday to you. I'm not going to sing the whole thing because nobody wants to hear that. Gene, happy birthday.
Yeah, it's the big 6-3, and I'm living free, at least in the moment. But we don't have a free country anymore, unfortunately. And, you know, I just wanted to comment on this report I saw on the Joe Biden Fort Bliss Illegal Immigrant Welcome Center. Wherever Fort Bliss is, it doesn't sound very blissful to me. And all of the arm twisting there to silence employees there over the rampant COVID that's in Fort Bliss, and they're still putting them there on military aircraft and pollinating the country with these illegals with COVID. Mm-hmm. You know, and so, you know, I just wonder, you know, how dumbed down the public really is. And I wonder what we're going to find out next November. We're going to find out the level of intelligence of Americans and the outcome of the next election to see where we're going to be in November of 2022.
I don't think we're going to have to worry too much about it. I think things hopefully will be changing in the next couple of weeks. I can't put time limits on it because, you know what, God works in his own time schedule. So,
have there been any polls on the recall of Gavin Newsom that indicate that that maybe Californians have woke up to smell the coffee?
Oh, yes, you know, absolutely. That's why they got more signatures than they actually needed to make the recall go forward. And that's another reason why they just announced that because of COVID, it will be done by mail-in ballot so they can steal that as well. Gene, I got to let you go. You have a great birthday. I got to do news here, and there's lots to talk about. So, Gene, thank you so much for calling in today. So just so you know, things are going on heavy. This just coming in, multiple explosions, gunshots, rocket fires, suicide bombings reported in Kabul within just the last few minutes. And of course, I just mentioned before we took our callers is Baghdad Airport is dark. So usually you turn all the lights off when you don't want anybody to see you from above. So things are happening. Why are they happening now? Because the truth is starting to come out now. And there's got to be something there to distract you.
Get more Monica in your life. Go to 99.1fmtalk.com. Click on the podcast tab.
Yes, it's the Monica J. Show. Speaking of tabs, you can go to 923fmtalk.com and 991fmtalk.com. You not only have the podcast tab there, but you've also got the schedule, which if you drop down, click on Monica J., go to my webpage, you can see the majority of the stories that I've been talking about, including, thank you so much for this, the complete rundown of the charges brought against Governor Cuomo. So I will be uploading that as well. I'll be uploading the donation information if you'd like to help Riot get back on his feet, literally, and get his knee surgeries. You can also stop in and see him today at Paws Positively Pets in the Southtown Shopping Center right there across the parking lot from Jack in the Box and right next to Renown, actually, the little clinic that they have in there. Positively Pets. And we want to thank the Roddy Rescue for doing all this, Rebecca and Jennifer. So also on the tab, you can see some different stories that I've been trying to get to today to bring you the facts of what's going on around us. You know, we just heard in the national news, the hotbed in Florida, you know, all these COVID cases, the hospitalizations. You know why that's happening? Hello? It's because of the illegals that the Biden administration is letting flow across the border. So check this out. This is how we get information out to each other.
So I just found out something very enlightening and interesting. So we are visiting friends in Missouri, and if you've been paying any attention to the news, it's being reported that there is an increase in people testing positive for the vid. I don't know if you believe that or not, but that's what they're saying. They are also stating that 40% of these positive cases are coming from three states, Texas, Florida, and the state I'm currently in, Missouri. And I was talking to our host about that, and they said, well, you know why that's happening, right? And I'm like, no. They said, because of what's happening in Springfield, Missouri. They said, that's where the hotbed of positive COVID tests are happening. And they said, you know what's happening in Springfield, right? And I'm like, no. And they said, a crap ton of illegal immigrants that have passed over the Mexican border have been bused or flown into Springfield, Missouri. And all these illegal immigrants are unvaxxed and have not tested for the vid. And now Springfield, Missouri is a hotbed for people testing positive of the vid.
Isn't that interesting? So that was another thing that Tucker Carlson and Sean Hannity have been pointing out. They've been talking to people that are crossing the border illegally, and they have bus tickets and plane tickets to Florida. Florida. Yeah. Florida. Imagine that. Through Texas, going around there. So this is an invasion. And yet the Biden administration encourages it. So when you go into a store or a restaurant and they say you need to mask up, You just say, you know, are you kidding? I'm illegal. I crossed the border without a mask. Why would I need one here? Because that's what is happening. It's all a push. It's just a push to keep you distracted from the election results that will be coming out very shortly. And you know what? I really hate to tell you this, but I want you to be prepared because it's just going to get worse. What happens when you trap a wild animal? They get ferocious. They fight back even harder. The Democrats have been trapped. So they are going to push as much garbage on us as physically and mentally and financially possible. And that's what we're seeing the culmination of right now. Don't give up your rights. Don't give up your freedoms. Thank you for the text on that, by the way, about the masks. Just saying. And again, listen to what they're saying. Cases testing positive. That doesn't mean that somebody is actually sick. And check the numbers at the hospital because they're using, again, falsifying these numbers, saying that, oh, you know, we're maxed out on beds. People are maxed out on beds because staff was let go. They're short-staffed, so they can only have so many beds open at once. People coming illegally across the border in the South have all kinds of ailments. And they're overwhelming the hospitals. And then just by chance, with faulty PCR tests, testing positive. Again, it's fudging the numbers. It's fudging the numbers. And they're specifically doing it in places like Texas. Why do you think these illegals just all of a sudden came up? Yeah, I need to go to Texas. I need to go to New York. No, they're being told where to go. Why? Because Texas and Florida were open. No restrictions. No mask mandates. They're trying to make you think that all of this is now because they didn't play by the administration's rules. Because they kept everything open. Look, it exploded. No. It's exploding because you have illegals coming into the country that, again, have all kinds of ailments. And then they go to the hospitals because they know they're going to get free services. And they use a faulty PCR test. And they put them as positive COVID cases, overwhelming the hospital. Don't fall for the mainstream media BS. It's as plain as the nose on your face. Oh, this is interesting. Again, as your beef prices are going to be going up, thank you for sending me this. A fast alert from Breaking 911, 295,000 pounds of raw beef is being recalled over possible E. coli concerns. Greater Omaha Packing, an Omaha, Nebraska establishment, is recalling all of this intended for non-intact use. Wow. It's going to be more than just that. Unbelievable what's going on around us. Unbelievable. So, let's see. This is a report of investigation into allegations of sexual harassment by Governor Andrew Cuomo. I misspoke earlier that these were the charges. No, this is the report that was put together. And I will be posting this on my webpage. Can't get to it immediately, but I will get it on there for you. 923fmtalk.com, 991fmtalk.com. Today's poll question brought to you by Nissan of Carson City. Should the military just allow men to wear beards rather than going through the military's request for religious exemption? Sikhs, Muslims, Norse. Well, now the first Christian man. He's a Christian Nazirite. And from the book of Numbers in the Old Testament, according to task and purpose, which states no razor may be used on the head. So, he won his case. But doesn't that put them also in danger? Just a thought. It's about protecting our military, those who protect us. I don't know about you, but I have a feeling we're going to be needing them very shortly. And not like they're using the military in Australia, locking everybody down, but actually protecting we the people. Some people actually remember their oath and live by it. Thank goodness.
So blow, blow, Seminole wind. Blow like you're never gonna blow again. I'm calling to you like a long lost friend, but I know who you are. Blow,
you know, it's interesting that my producer, I think we're on the same wavelengths, because I've been trying to remember to bring something up, and that song just triggered my memory. That here on the Monica Jay Show, 92.3 and 99.1 FM Talk, it's the rewriting of history that just bothers me immensely. Because whoever's in charge at the time, they're the ones that get to write history. The winners get to write history. Nobody wins when history is not factual, when it's biased. Nobody wins. Because then we repeat the mistakes of the past. And that's why I think that we're being faced with communism again, with Marxism. Because Native Americans didn't have a problem with a professional baseball team being called the Cleveland Indians. Actually, if you did any research, you would know the Cleveland Indians were named that because they had the first Native American player. And it was named in honor of him. So they loved it. That's history. But now we're going to get rid of that because a couple of people said it was offensive. That it was offensive to Native Americans. We're going to get rid of the Washington Redskins because that's offensive to Native Americans. Yet I see this new television program, and I think it was what it was on Fox, called Reservation Dogs. I think it's a play on the name of Reservoir Dogs. So Reservation Dogs. where in the trailer, all you see is Native American kids getting in trouble, going in and stealing stuff and just, you know, like we see in San Francisco and all over the country, just going in, overwhelming the store and everybody running out with as much stuff as they can grab. So help me understand how a prominent professional baseball team named for the first Native American baseball player, having the honor of having the team named the Cleveland Indians, is offensive, but a television program that will probably attract more in the younger generation. That's how you want Native Americans portrayed, as thieves, as lazy kids. Yeah. Help me understand that. Stop letting people rewrite history. Stop letting the cancel culture take over. It's been an interesting show today. We've covered just about everything. Somebody just asked me, when is all this stuff going to come to a head? When are we going to get the truth? I think it's going to be coming out very shortly, because as we get, correct me if I'm wrong, as we get closer to Mike Lindell's cyber symposium, that's the 10th, 11th, and 12th. And remember, you're not invited to it. It's a private event, but you can watch it. You can watch it on, let me see, they're going to be streaming it on frankspeech.com. Frankspeech.com. Nonstop, 72 hours. Why that long? Because there's a lot of freaking fraud out there. But now you will notice that the distraction is coming. The distraction in the form of an explosion that just rocked Kabul, whichever the way you would like to say it. At least 3 dead, others wounded. There's a gun battle that's going on right now. And besides that, Iran just hijacked an oil tanker. Yeah. Flying the Panama flag. It's called the Asphalt Princess. I remember 4 years of peace under a president named Donald J. Trump. This new regime is all about war and control. It's the Monica J. Show.